You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. We're on the south side of the show. That reference will become clear in just a moment. And it's time for our Marketplace quiz. We bring in musicians, writers, and others in the spotlight, and we have them answer questions about work and money, how it shaped their lives or taught them important lessons. Here's Marketplace producer Raghu Manavalan with this week's guest.
Hi, I'm Moby, and I'm a musician, and I guess now I'm an author, sort of, as well.
So first question, in a next life, what would your career be?
Either I would lead whitewater rafting trips through the Grand Canyon, or I would be the first democratically elected dictator of the entire world.
Those are two very different careers.
Yeah, or maybe both at the same time.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
One is how solitary it is. And I'm not really complaining, but I do envy people who work in more gregarious environments because, you know, the things that I focus on, whether it's writing or making music, I do exclusively by myself. And so I think of, you know, musicians who are in bands or people who are comedy writers on comedy shows or anything that's more collaborative and gregarious. And I sort of envy them being able to work in a convivial environment as opposed to, you know, sad, isolated, you know, ascetic me stuck in my studio.
Do you feel like when you get to collaborate with other musicians and stuff that it kind of scratches that itch of teamwork, or is it still kind of a solitary endeavor?
One of the other consequences of working in a very solitary way is that when you actually do encounter other people, you don't really know what to do with them. And I'll have this experience with my girlfriend sometimes. Like, I'll spend the entire day working by myself, and by 6 o'clock realize I haven't spoken to another person all day, and I'll see my girlfriend and I will almost have forgotten how to speak.
Wow.
So I'll need like a couple of minutes of, you know, so reacclimation to remember what it's like to actually be in the presence of real people.
When did you realize music could be an actual paying career?
I think it would have been around 1989, which is actually the beginning of my book Porcelain, and I was only making $3,000 a year. But I was living in an abandoned factory with no running water, and I was living in a crack neighborhood, but I made enough money from DJing that I could afford to pay the security guards at this abandoned factory $50 a month to look the other way.
Wow.
And I was spending around $5 to $10 a week on food. So at that point, I learned that I could have, like, music could be a paying career, even though it was only paying me $3,000 a year.
What is your most prized possession?
I have this weird lamp that looks like a squirrel. And I bought it, I don't know, 15 years ago in a junk shop. I then had this crazy house in upstate New York. It was like my degenerate party palace. And it was on 65 acres. And it was three houses all totaled. The main house was around 12,000 square feet. And I built a disco in the house and built a spa in the house. And it was where my friends from New York would hang out and just have all sorts of alcohol-fueled degeneracy. And then I got sober, and I sold this compound, and the only thing I took with me from the compound was this squirrel lamp.
That's awesome.
And this squirrel lamp kind of goes with me everywhere. I mean, I feel a little bit like Steve Martin in The Jerk, you know, like when all he needs is his thermos when he's leaving his palace. So my equivalent of Steve Martin in The Jerk with his thermos is me with my little strange squirrel lamp.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
The one purchase that I do regret was at one point right before I got sober, and maybe I shouldn't say this because the last time I talked about drugs publicly, I lost my life insurance policy. I did buy way too much cocaine, but in a way it wasn't regrettable because I remember looking up in my apartment at 5 o'clock in the morning, and my apartment was filled with people who were only hanging out there to do the cocaine that I had bought, and I realized that my life was just terrible. You know, I was surrounded with these awful people who I knew were only there for the, you know, the $1,000 of cocaine that I had bought. So it was disgusting and regrettable, but it also helped me to get sober, so I can't regret it too much.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
I think the only advice would be, you know, in the course of your life, you're going to make a ton of mistakes. Just accept that it most likely is going to end up in a good place. Because in the course of my life, I've made countless mistakes. I mean, huge, you know, career-destroying, soul-shattering mistakes. But the cumulative effect of all those mistakes is me as I sit here right now. And I'm actually quite grateful for the life that I have. And I'm really happy with the perspective that I have. And I wouldn't have this life in perspective without all of those mistakes.
Moby's memoir, Porcelain, is out now.